Hey, empaths, this is Evie. You're listening to Empath Evolved. Today we're going to be talking about engaged listening. If that sounds interesting to you, please remember to follow and we can keep this conversation going. One of the most important features about the empathic perspective is how deeply and completely empathic people seem to listen. This is why a lot of people seek us out for relationships. They will often tell you that they've never felt as heard, seen, or understood by anyone as they do by you. If you've heard that, that's a pretty good sign that you're probably an empath. And I want to talk very briefly today about the importance of that gift of listening. It is a gift. It's a strength that the empath has, but it is also a gift that we give to the world. Because when other people feel heard, deeply and truly heard by others, it usually allows them to really hear themselves. It's very interesting, but when you bring presence to a conversation with somebody else, it's as if they are able to step into your presence and your ability to witness them in return, and therefore they can turn and witness themselves. And it's really, really cool. I know that in my healing journey, there was a time when I was recovering from a lot of significant mistreatment within a romantic relationship that I was in. And I was damaged. I had taken a lot of damage and I couldn't put myself back together by myself. I was like reading books and trying to journal and trying to solve this, the issue of trauma with every single tool that I knew of. Like I even joined like a support group and was volunteering at church constantly and really just trying to find meaning in my life outside of the extremely traumatic things that had happened to me in that relationship. And it was not until I got spiritual counseling from a mentor of mine that I started to begin the true portion of my healing journey. And it was because she made me feel heard. And then when once I started feeling heard by her, but not just heard, also understood, I actually was able to find a different healer in the form of a really amazing professional therapist. And that person embodied true empathic listening and communication. And I have, to this day, I've actually never met a healer who was more effective and gifted than that specific therapist. She really and truly was almost a sorcerer, because I had PTSD and I don't anymore. The way she listened to me and held space for me and helped me work through my painfully traumatic memories allowed my mind to actually process those memories and then get back to a healing mode, and I no longer have PTSD anymore. Some people believe that you can never recover from complex post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, but some of us have. We've been very, very fortunate. The tools that were available to help people with PTSD and CPTSD were a good fit for us. And it's not to invalidate anyone who is struggling with those issues, who hasn't made a full and complete miraculous recovery. It's everyone's journey is really different. But for me, at least, it all started with feeling heard. A lot in my life, I feel like people made it almost a sport to make me feel as if my perception of reality was wrong and that I was just too sensitive. And none of those things helped me to feel actually heard, let alone appreciated for the strengths that I was bringing into this world. If anything, it made me feel like I didn't have a place here, because obviously I was unrelatable. And not only just that, in some ways it made me feel like I was fundamentally not lovable at all. But because I am rebellious in my own way, and a lot of empathic people can be very nonconformist, because we get a lot of pushback from the environment, we have a tendency to just be like, screw it, like, there's a type of resilience that is kind of woven into the fabric of each empathic person. And we know on some level that we are strong and that we are different and that it's actually okay. Even if we go into some sort of emotional camouflage mode with certain people just out of self-protection, it seems as if our particular strengths can't be repressed even if we want them to. The second we socialize with other people or there is someone who needs to talk or to be listened to or there's something that we can connect with deeply, all of those empathic skills and tendencies start rushing to the forefront. It's really, it would be exhausting to live out of alignment with your actual strengths. And no matter how traumatized each empathic person I've ever met, or even me, has ever been, it just seems like we can't really and truly ever give up on leveraging our strengths because it's just how we see the world. It can't be erased from us. It's basically like woven into the fabric of our bodies. Because we're sensitive to the environment, we feel connected to the environment, we feel connected to others, we want to understand other people's perspective, we want to give them space, and we also thrive when we're given what we give to others. And it's really healing because it can be super traumatizing to feel like nobody is listening to you and nobody wants to. And then when they pretend to, they tell you that you're dumb or something like that. It's like, oh, wow, that does not feel good at all. And nobody likes that. And yet a lot of these casual emotional assassinations happen regularly. Like people just pass around the hurt and we don't even think about it. And it's sad and it's unfortunate, but bringing awareness to it, I think, is the first step to addressing and correcting some of our maybe reflexive responses when we could use a little more presence and patience with each other instead. And I feel that what I want to put forth in this is that the gift of your listening, your ability to listen is a gift. And when you give it to other people, you are actually giving them a gift. So when you are really tuning in to what they are saying, when you are truly paying attention and you're not waiting for your turn to communicate, don't underestimate what you're doing for that person, because the focus of your attention and your desire to ask questions to help you understand somebody else could be the first time anyone has ever made that first person feel heard. And when they start feeling heard, it's easier for them to actually hear themselves and to validate their own reality and to feel like they are on a path where their own reality and perception starts to make sense. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say today. Short, quick, to the point, I hope. I love talking with all of you. Please remember to follow if you've enjoyed this. It's always a pleasure to communicate with you. I'll talk to you later. Bye, empaths.